From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The continuing stories of the weather and the flooding in the north of Queensland seem to be expected to continue for some time yet. Along the central coast, we've had the inconvenience of showers and the odd rain squall, but stressful and dangerous deluges have spared us. It is something that I can in part identify with from my youth on the regularly flooded north coast of New South Wales. It's perhaps too early to know if the amateur fraternity have been engaged in assistance efforts, but I haven't seen anything appear on my internet feeds indicating Weissen and other groups have been activated. I'd like to remind listeners that our regular WIA national news presenter, Felix Sherry, and his family live in the heavily affected town of Ingham, which has been without services such as electricity for several days. To Felix and amateurs in the flooded communities, I trust you are remaining safe and that relief comes soon. Whilst our news services have been following the flooding, the world has remained active, and from a North American news outlet, MSNBC, comes a report of an event which hopefully can never happen in this land down under. Commentator Rachel Maddow tells of what appears to be politically driven actions by the Federal Communications Commission. It is alleged that under the new White House administration, there is a policy to direct support for news services towards those businesses that support the new administration. In her story, Ms. Maddow told of how a local newspaper, which had a readership of many hundreds of thousands and was identified as the paper of record for official advertisements for the area, has had its contracts with the federal government withdrawn and the business transferred to adjacent area publishers. It would be inconceivable for you Aussies to see the ACMA act in such a partisan political manner as this news story presents. However we individually may view our governmental processes, we seem to be better protected by administrative structures than our colleagues across the Pacific, allowing for the truth of this report. Returning to the floods and the possibility of amateur radio support during this crisis period, there is the question as to whether the resilience mapping actually accommodates our skill base and uses it. If the answer is yes, then we seem to be hiding the efforts of many people, as we don't usually get to hear of their efforts. Then if the answer is no, we must ask the question as to whether we've lost recognition and credibility as a volunteer support group. Certainly there are good reasons for getting the word out about our contributions, or finding out why our participation is dying on the vine. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Good morning, good evening, good night, good day, and good grief. So many repeats on this news that I hope you get it before the club meeting this coming Monday. Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and this news will be fresh if it's Sunday the 9th of February. Most importantly, tomorrow night, Monday the 10th, is our February club meeting where members, guests and others will find out lots about the amateur radio take on the fox hunt and how you can have massive amounts of fun and learn useful stuff at the same time. The meeting will be hosted by Bruce, VK4MQ, who's been beavering away over the last 2 months to construct a heap of projects to show you how a fox hunt works. Actually, you might not know what fox hunting is all about, so here's the gist. The person assigned as the fox takes a small transmitter of sufficient power, which might not be very much, and hides it somewhere. The hunt participants then use a receiver and a directional antenna to locate the fox. Now, that could be really simple. For instance, if the fox is hidden in a backyard under a garbage bin, it won't be hard to find. Or it could be tricky and tough. For instance, if the fox is hidden up a tree on the other side of a river. Or somewhere even more challenging than that. We're wondering if somebody has thought of hiding a fox on the International Space Station. Hey, it could happen. Bruce is going to show you fox hunt equipment designs that you can make really cheaply and simply. Let's start with the obvious item, a handheld directional antenna. Bruce has designed a portable antenna that works wonderfully and can be built in under an hour using conduit and coat hangers or any other wire that you happen to have around. Next, how about a signal strength meter so that you can see how close you are to the fox? Bruce found a cheap Chinese module that gives a useful expanded meter display and that would set you back for well under $10. I've seen the prototype. It has more than 70 dB of linear scale on a real meter and it looks gorgeous. Finally, you might need a 2-meter filter for your handheld, and Bruce has created one of those to get rid of other noise that might confuse your receiver and you. The Fox Hunt Meeting Special, and indeed all the projects, has been designed for those of us who have no experience with fox hunting and no particular skill. That makes it a meeting that's ideal for noobs and young'uns, so bring the kids and let's get them started with our hobby. Plus, it will get you started on the path to our planned club fox hunt day in May. The meeting starts at 1900 in the Toowoomba Library in Herry Street near Grand Central on Monday the 10th of February, and it's in a meeting room on level 3. It's easy to find and there's plenty of free off-street parking. A reminder of events in the future, stand by for details of the club's plan for the John Moyle Field Day over the weekend of the 15th and 16th of March. There's a Wysen event in Southbrook on the 8th, 9th and 10th of March, and pop Saturday the 10th of May in your diary for the club's first annual fox hunt and social barbecue. Did you miss anything? Not a problem. You can subscribe to Q News and get this in audio or text every week, and all the details about club events are on our website at www.ddrci.org.au. Go to the calendar items on the homepage and click the View Detail buttons. We welcome out-of-towners and non-members to our events. If you're planning to travel in, then let us know so that we can set the red carpet for you and your guests. secretary@ddrci.org.au gets to us very quickly. And a reminder, www.ddrci.org.au is where you find the website. 73s from John, VK4JPM, and all the gang at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.